Report: Pentagon clashes with Elon Musk's SpaceX over Starlink pricing for drones used in Iran conflict. By Lucas Nolan on May 26, 2026. Elon Musk's SpaceX reportedly increased its Starlink connection fees fivefold for U.S. military drone operations during the Iran war, raising tensions with Pentagon officials over pricing disputes that highlight the growing leverage Musk's company holds over critical defense infrastructure. Reuters reports that as American kamikaze drones guided by SpaceX's Starlink satellite network made significant gains in operations against Iran, the company informed Pentagon officials that military usage fees needed to increase substantially. Within weeks of the United States launching its bombing campaign, SpaceX executives argued that the military had been paying approximately $5,000 per terminal connection while effectively utilizing a higher tier priced closer to $25,000, according to sources familiar with the negotiations and Pentagon documents. The dispute centered on Starlink's use aboard Lucas suicide drones, an inexpensive American model comparable to Iran's Shahed drones. These unmanned aircraft can circle over target areas before diving to detonate on impact. SpaceX contended that the Lucas drones operated under conditions aligning more closely with its aviation tier subscription rather than lower-priced land or mobility services. Pentagon officials countered that the $25,000 monthly fee was designed for aircraft, not kamikaze drones that used Starlink connections for only minutes or hours. Despite these concerns, the Pentagon ultimately agreed to the increase, nearly doubling the cost of each Lucas drone from an initial price of approximately $30,000 per unit. The disputes extend beyond drones. The Pentagon has also been at odds with SpaceX over a plan to provide Iranian civilians with direct-to-cell Starlink connections, similar to 5G service, to bypass government-imposed communications blackouts. These disagreements underscore how the Pentagon's growing dependence on SpaceX is giving Musk greater influence over a critical component of U.S. national security, particularly as SpaceX seeks to boost revenue ahead of the planned initial public offering next month that could rank among the largest in history. Unlike consumer Starlink terminals, SpaceX sells a military-specific version called Starshield to the Pentagon under a 2023 agreement. Starshield terminals can connect to both commercial Starlink satellites and a separate, more secure constellation also called Starshield. Clayton Swope, a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, explained that SpaceX holds greater leverage over the Pentagon because it also maintains a large commercial market for Starlink, alongside its rocket launch and artificial intelligence businesses. SpaceX generates approximately 20% of its total revenue from the U.S. government, according to SEC filings. SpaceX certainly has the U.S. government over the barrel, Swope said. Tensions emerged quickly after the February 28 assault on Iran began. On March 1, Musk responded on X to a post featuring the Lucas drone with an apparent integrated Starlink terminal. "It is a violation of commercial Starlink terms of service to use the terminal for weapon systems. This applies to all users and is shut down when discovered," Musk posted. "There is a separate network called Starshield, which is operated by the U.S. government." Read more at Reuters here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.